I did mention that today we are celebrating the International Day of Forgiveness. And joining me in the studio is Mrs. Wellness herself. Huh? Shaquan.
You can do a better job than that.
Now, today we're highlighting the importance. First of all, how are you?
How's I'm good. How are you?
I'm always good. Mm. It's always good to have you in studio. Huh? Now, today is International Day of Forgiveness, yeah. Right? And I feel like I'm not as well versed in the art of forgiveness, because you know. So yeah. I figured I should bring an expert in studio.
Expert? Ooh, he said expert, not me.
But I'd like to highlight the importance of forgiveness, and that's why you are here. How important is forgiveness?
Man, for the longest of time, actually, like on my personal journey, I really struggled with the spirit of unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. Like when I tell you, it had me here by the neck. No, I really, really struggled with it. I had issues with a lot of people that I loved and cared for, mm-hmm. just because of certain things that they did that I was not happy with in the moment. And I struggled to let go and move on mm-hmm. from whatever it is that happened. Eh? And until my therapist, Dr. Berida, made an example of, you might have probably even heard this one before, which made an example of sometimes it's like you are drinking poison, like on a daily, right? Mm-hmm. But then it's like you're expecting it to affect someone else, but that person is not even drinking it.
Yeah.
But you're the one consuming it on a daily. So that's, you know, the spirit of unforgiveness, being bitter and just being angry. And a lot of the times what happens is that you even block yourself from even receiving blessings from God, I believe, mm-hmm. because you're just holding on to all this negativity and you're not leaving room for goodness to actually find you.
Exactly.
I would have to say, and maybe an example that I can give you right now, what really freed me with the father of my kids, I really was angry with this man for the longest of time, for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be my business like that. But on the real though, I held on to a lot of unforgiveness and anger and all of this, just not really healthy emotions mm-hmm. towards him. But I realized the moment that I started to heal and I forgave him for it, like I freed myself mm-hmm. from all of that.
Yeah.
So I think forgiveness is so important, not necessarily for the other person, as cliche as it might be. You might have heard this 1,000 times.
Yes.
But it really is for you. You sleep better, man. You glow even differently when you forgive, okay? But honestly, at the end of the day, it really, really is for you.
Yes. Mm. Awesome. Thank you so much, Shay. And I think many people find it very, very hard to forgive. And I think maybe pride comes in as well.
No, absolutely. That definitely plays a big role, man. I had a friend of mine who and I actually sort of like made up. We still have to meet in person and be like, feel the energy. You forgive me for real. You're not going to stab me. Mm-hmm. I'm just being silly, man. But it's a really good friend of mine. And she's one of those people that I fell out with, that I was like, if I had to make up with someone that mm-hmm. I fell out with, that I loved, it would be her.
Yes.
So I made the call and we spoke about it. And honestly, let me tell you, it's just like something has been lifted off of me. Mm-hmm. So please forgive as much as you can. And you know what? It's even harder, actually. Yesterday on the show, the Sunday show, Easy Sundays, we spoke about a lot of things, like what is holding you back from being completely happy and content with your life. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were saying that certain things that they did in their past, or just the past, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But what you don't realize is you have to be intentional with your healing mm-hmm. and you need to forgive yourself, because a lot of the times there's choices and things that we do in our lives are because of where we are in life, what we know, the resources that we have. Now you know better. Yes, you can do better now, mm-hmm. but you didn't know better then.
Yes.
So forgive yourself for that.
Exactly. I think that's,
you know, I talk a lot. I'm going to be here all day. So what else are we talking about on the show, Arthur?
But I think that's important that you mentioned, because people think of forgiveness and they're like, no, I'm not going to afford forgiveness to other people. Mm-hmm. But they will never look inside and say, have I forgiven myself for the things I've done?
Yeah.
Have I? Sometimes you can't even look yourself in the mirror, because like, look at that guy. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's important to forgive him.
Absolutely. And check yourself. Mm-hmm. That is important as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes there are parts and roles that we play in the breakdown of certain relationships and things in our lives. And unless you're honest with yourself to really say that, man, I really played a role here. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just going to go on being a bitter, lonely person, and you don't want that for yourself,
of course
not. Right?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So check yourself, take accountability, but then really put in the work to really just forgive and make up for lost time, I suppose.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Shaquan. I mean, Auntie Kwana, for coming in and briefing us and helping us, you know, understand forgiveness and the importance thereof, forgiving other people. Exactly.
Yeah.
But you're almost a professional.
Yeah,
I try.
That is Shaquan. Thank you so much. Have a great day. That is Shaquan emphasizing the importance of forgiveness. Forgive, forgive. And eventually, you might just forget and make yourself feel better as a human being at large.